Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard, and this is your Bengals training camp report for Monday, August 14th. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official healthcare insurer of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals held their first padded practice since Friday's preseason opening victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and it was notable for the presence of two players, a Pro Bowler and a potential star. The Pro Bowler was running back special teams ace Cedric Pierman, who had missed all of training camp with a hamstring injury. The potential star was first-round draft pick John Ross. He was cleared for contact after off-season shoulder surgery, and there's a chance he could play on Saturday against Kansas City. Did you fully feel like one of the guys today?
Yeah, I definitely did. You know, and everybody was happy to see me out there running around. You know, all the guys cracking jokes. You finally clocked into work. A couple guys said I was on pay leave. But now that I'm in, you know, it's fun to be in, and it's, you know, I'm thankful.
Could you play Saturday?
Oh, well, that's a question for the trainers and everything. But, you know, I just want to take everything slow right now. I don't want to rush anything. I don't think it's imperative for me to, you know, just come back right now and just jump in and, you know, play Saturday. You know, I think it's more important for me to be ready for week one. You know, not saying that I won't be playing Saturday or the next week or anything, but it's all upon them. And whenever they say I'm ready, I'm sure they'll take the right actions.
I'm joined now by my broadcast partner, Dave Lapham. It was fun to see John Ross on the field today in full pads. What's the next step? What are you looking forward to seeing out of him?
Well, I'm hopeful that he does get to play against the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm real anxious to see the corner line up against him the first time and realize it's the fastest guy in the history of the combine. Give him some cushion, then just bail out, flip his hips, and just start running, because I really want to see John Ross put it in fourth. I mean, he's been between second and third, and it's still pretty awe-inspiring. When he gets to fourth gear, it's going to be like, what? He can really fly, and he's so – you could put an egg on the top of his head. He's so smooth, no wasted motion. I mean, he's such balance when he runs. He's a picture-perfect speed guy. But, Dan, he can also run routes. You know, like Isaac Curtis is who I compare it to, different body type. But Isaac had all that speed, but could then stick his foot in the ground, transition, run routes. So can John Ross. I mean, I'm real excited to see him play.
Lap, we did a video recap immediately after the victory over Tampa Bay on Friday night. Since then, you've had the opportunity to study the tape. Who stood out?
A lot of guys, Dan. I mean, there were a lot more positives than negatives after looking at tape of the preseason encounter. I thought the backup interior lineman in the football game, T.J. Johnson, Redmond, Westerman, I thought they really showed some strength and power inside. Redmond in particular was moving people with great power. I'm not sure he's not as powerful as just about anybody. You know, watching him come off the football, he's big and thick and strong. That really impressed me. I thought the tight end group, everybody, including Ryan Hewitt, every one of the tight ends that played, I thought, made contributions and played very well. Rookies, free agents, everybody. Evans at the linebacker position, I thought, stood out. You know he can run, but he came downhill and he snuck his nose in there pretty good, you know, in the running game. And then also in the running game, Glasgow and Tupou, those guys inside, you know, held the fort. You know, the sexy pass rushers always catch your eye, but those guys that are doing the blue-collar lunch pail work inside, those guys stood out as well. So, you know, I thought William Jackson played well. I thought Russell played well. You know, they had cornerbacks that stepped up. So in my mind, really, you know, there's much more positive than negative, and they have a nice point to build from. You know, it's not like, oh, my gosh, I have a million coaching points. They do have things to coach and to work on, situation things, but the overall effort and performance of a lot of guys is pretty darn good, Dan.
All right, week two of the preseason coming up Saturday night at home against Kansas City. Great tickets are still available. For Dave Lapham and our photographer Robert Thomas, I'm Dan Hoard. Thank you for checking out this training camp report here on Bengals.com.